Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Country music star Lisa McHugh is in Studio 8 today with Pete Wallace on acoustic guitar and backing vocals and Kevin Rowe on electric guitar. Together they've recorded a new EP called The Black Mountain Sessions, featuring Lisa's own songs and a cover of a Harry Styles song. And she also has some lovely news to share with listeners. We'll have a chat in a few moments, but first, this is Country Mile.
One, two, three.
Risk of sounding bitter, well, God knows I couldn't care less that he's with her. No, no. Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. I got out quick before the damage was done. She don't know what's coming. She'd be better off running.
Lisa, that was lovely. Tell me first about that song, Country Mile. It's kind of a warning to women about a certain kind of man, isn't it?
You hit the nail on the head there. Yes, I wrote that song a few years ago now. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. And it was the very first single that we released in my new kind of modern country direction. And it's the one that has seemed to be the most requested song still, which I'm delighted about. But yeah, it's all about, you know, seeing someone's true colours after a while. You know, they'll try and pull the wool over your eyes, right. But you always see through it in the end. And it's just a little bit of a warning sign to run a country mile.
And a lot of women get that.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I know you were born and bred in Glasgow, although you're firmly in the Irish country scene. I can hear your beautiful Glaswegian accent. Tell me about your upbringing.
Thank you. Yes, I was born and raised in Glasgow. I moved over here in 2010. And my mum and dad are both Irish. My mum's from Donegal and my dad is from Tyrone. So Great. Even though I was in Glasgow, it was still very much an Irish upbringing. And we were over and back here as much as I can remember. Every holiday or any chance my mum and dad could get to pack the car up and bring us over, we were here. So when I moved over here in 2010, it was not a big change because I was so used to, you know, the way of life here. And I lived in Donegal for the first year. And then I moved to Fermanagh, where I've been since in Enniskillen. And I absolutely love it here. I love it.
It's beautiful county, Fermanagh.
Yes.
Greatly underrated, I think. It's so beautiful.
It is. You know, it's a lovely town and it's got the lakes and the people there are so welcoming. And when the weather is kind to us, like everywhere here in Ireland, it's just a gorgeous place to be. So I'm very well settled there.
And was there a lot of country music when you were growing up, for instance, in Glasgow?
Not really in Glasgow in particular. You know, it's a big city and, you know, big cities have their draws. The majority of it would be pop music and those kind of things. And I suppose I always kind of knew from my mum and dad, they were huge fans of country music. And I love American country as well. And growing up in our family, you know, if there was a party or a sing song, we always kind of chose to sing country songs. And I knew there was a following and a scene here in Ireland and an audience. So that's why I decided to move from Glasgow over here to try and, you know, make a name for myself, get some music out there and do what I've always wanted to do is be on stage, perform my own songs. And thankfully, it's been incredible.
And you're a big Dolly Parton fan?
I am.
Who isn't, yes. Mind you?
No, she's just amazing. Yeah. She is amazing. And I just think that she was probably one of the first artists that I really was drawn to and singing her songs, going to school in the car. I love, you know, I just think her songwriting and her talent is just unmatched and she's just amazing.
What I always love about American country as well, especially the female country stars, they're all so incredibly glamorous. Like it is like that over there, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's no one more glamorous than Dolly Parton.
No. Now, you tour the band, but this EP, it's kind of more stripped back with just these two guys here today, Pete and Kevin. Tell me about recording the Black Mountain Sessions.
Yeah, I wanted to do something a little bit different. And, you know, I've recorded several albums over the years and they've all been, you know, fully produced albums. And that's it's really enjoyable process to do as well, and I've been very lucky that they've gone extremely well. But I wanted to show a different side for this particular project and strip everything back. You know, we released my album Watch Me in October, and there is five songs from that, from the EP, that we've basically just stripped back so that people can really hear the lyrics and hear them in their raw, authentic way. And it's, you know, we went into Black Mountain Studios, we just recorded them as live. You know, that was what we'd done on the day. And I just, you know, wanted to do something fun and show people a different side to me. And, you know, I was so lucky and fortunate to get to work with Kevin and Pete on it as well. So delighted.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Now, you've a little two-year-old boy, Milo, I know that. And you are with child.
I am indeed.
You look fab. When is you. This second baby due?
Early August. So we're getting there now. Yes, I'm getting bigger by the day.
Did you bother to find out if it's a boy or girl?
No, yeah. I'm going to keep that as a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a nice idea, actually.
A wise woman once told me it'll get you through the last push.
I like that, actually. But she was very wise.
She was.
You were quite sick, though, a few weeks back, weren't you? What happened?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a rough few weeks. I had, I had a chest infection, first of all, which then went to pleurisy. And then I got COVID, which then went to long COVID. So I'm now kind of only this weekend has been the first time I've been back singing and working again. So the lungs aren't fully quite there yet, but I'm a lot better than I was, thankfully.
Are you going to work, by the way, right up until August, until baby comes, or will you take a break from gigging? What's your plan?
I'm going to do shows right up until the end of June. And then I also do some radio as well. So I'll do that for another couple of weeks after that. And then I'll take a break till October.
And you have a fantastic husband, I hear.
I do. I'm very lucky. I'm very, very lucky. He's incredibly supportive. And it's great to know that whenever I do have work to do, I don't need to worry about, you know, Milo, because I know he'll just come straight in and pick up the ball and look after things at home for me. So I'm very lucky.
Now, I know you go back and forth a lot, don't you, to Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to record more there one day, even to perform more there?
Absolutely. You know, Nashville is the home of country music. And I was only there a few weeks ago, and the chance to be in that environment and soak up that atmosphere. The best songwriters in the world for country music especially are there, and the artists as well. So to get the chance to go and be in amongst that and to really soak it up as much as you can is always really, really enjoyable. And I got the chance to perform on the Grand Ole Opry a good few years ago, but I would absolutely love the chance to do it again.
Is it incredibly competitive there? Is it very difficult to break in there?
Yeah. I mean, everyone, even the bartenders, it's known that everyone can sing in Nashville. And they're all, you know, everyone moves there to try and get their break. So the town is really, really full of amazing songwriters and singers. So it's very, very difficult. But it keeps me pushing on and hoping for the best.
I know you've got a headline gig in Belfast in November, haven't you?
Yes.
So you'll be back to work quickly enough.
I will. Yes, we have the Ulster Hall on the 30th of November. I'm so excited because it's the first time I'll have ever been there, I'll have ever performed there. And it's quite a jump for us in venue size as well. So I'm really, really excited, and I'm overwhelmed by the amount of tickets that we've sold so far. So thank you if you have bought a ticket.
Now, you're going to do one more song for us this morning, as well as Dolly. You're a big Harry Styles fan.
I am. Even a One Direction fan.
That's okay.
I loved One Direction. And even when the band were together, I was a huge fan of Harry, you know, part of the band. I just thought he's so talented. His singing is incredible. And, you know, since he's went solo, the success he's had is just amazing. And Fallen, in my opinion, is one of the best songs that he's released and written. So when I got the chance to do something a little bit different and have a bit fun with Black Mountain, I just decided we'd choose Fallen and cover it. And I'm delighted that people seem to really enjoy it so far.
Well, off you go. Get ready. You're going to sing that for us now. Lisa McHugh, also thanks to Pete Wallace and Kevin Rowe accompanying you here this morning. Your new EP is called The Black Mountain Sessions. I know you're off to Edinburgh in June, and then your big headliner, of course, is Saturday, the 30th of November in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. All the details on your website, lisamchughmusic.com.
Thank you.
This is Falling.
your nerve.